When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back, guys.
Episode one, kind of.
Yeah, I guess it was a reintroduction episode, so it's like our first. Fashion topic episode.
Yep.
And we thought, because we had our hiatus,
yeah,
we'd try and do. By the way, this is Starlet with Substance. You have to say it, do I? With me, Scarlett,
and myself, Mim.
But yeah, we thought we'd catch you guys up on basically some recent fashion news and stuff we sort of missed because of our little hiatus.
Because it really felt like were we away for like 5 months, 4 months or something? It felt like everything that could have happened in fashion happened while we were gone.
Yeah.
And so we kind of have a long list of like screenshotted piece of news, like news articles and whatnot, of topics we want to discuss. And we thought, we'll do it all in one go in one episode. If you've been listening to us for long enough, we always do fashion story. And so now moving forward, we're going to do fashion story as like a separate episode to our more story times and more topic theme episodes. So,
So I'm going to kick us off with more recent news. Should we start recent?
Yeah. Why not?
So it was announced this week that Pharrell is going to be creative director of LV Menswear. I believe he's starting sort of this autumn. And I love it.
I feel like there's so much hate towards this online from what I've seen. The idea of Pharrell, who is a musician, becoming a creative director of like the world's biggest luxury brand.
I just wouldn't describe him as a musician though. Like, he is the kind of thing, you know how like Kanye, like used to describe himself as like all these facets.
Yeah.
I actually think that Pharrell is that without even trying.
Pharrell was that before Kanye West was that.
He is into art. He is into fashion. Yep. He produces music. He does a lot of like the behind the scenes. And I think he just doesn't shout about it. So people maybe don't think it's like a natural thing.
Yeah.
But of all the castings of CEOs and creative directors, he seems the most natural one to me.
100%.
Even with LV as the brand.
It makes sense that it's LV.
It just 100%. Really works. Yeah.
Like, I think people forget that Pharrell back in the day, like 15 years ago, he was the it boy. He was like the king of streetwear in like the mainstream sense. Yeah. The king of streetwear.
He made that hat go viral.
What hat?
The really tall Westwood hat.
Yeah, yes. He had his own line, Bape. I think it's still around and it's still kind of like a collector's piece.
Yeah.
He was selling trainers, hoodies, all of that. And people were like lapping it up. Mm. And as I said, what Kanye is doing now, Pharrell was like one of the first to be doing it back then. He was a musician / creative who really came into like the luxury sphere and was taken serious in that as well.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense. And recently he had, I don't know if you know this, because you like to pretend like I don't tell you these things. But he had a collaboration with Chanel. Scarlett, I swear to God. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Okay. Yes, he had a collaboration with Chanel not that long ago. I think it's like within the past year. And he had pieces. He had circular glasses and it said Pharrell Chanel. And he had like t-shirts with like cute embroidery on them.
I love that. I wonder if he's dead to Chanel now.
Well, I guess
Chanel is the kind of brand where I think like you've got to pick like between Chanel, Dior.
Well, they're different companies.
I know, but like you can't be ambassador, obviously, for all of them. No, so, you know,
you can't.
You never know. But also, I imagine this LV thing has been in the works, and yeah,
yeah. I think there's a lot of the kind of negative opinion surrounding this decision is like, oh, well, there's lots of other up and coming or not well known designers out there who should be given a shot, should be given a chance to like step out from behind the scenes and into like the creative director position. There's so many other people. And then there's all these people online who are like, boohoo, like, oh, all this time I've been studying at like Central St. Martin's and blah, blah, blah to get like, I would love to get top job. And it's like, mate, we all know that celebrity sells.
Yeah.
And if you have a name and a following and a brand behind you, you're far more likely to get these top jobs than someone who's just, you know.
He's also got way more credentials than the likes of Molly May. Like, he actually has been in the... But he, like, he does. He has been in the fashion game.
He has, but Pharrell, I don't know.
No, you know what I mean. Like, she kind of just got plucked and, like, made, and, like, out of nowhere. Like, and obviously, I get it, having studied fashion design and, like, you work your way up. But that's also life. That, like, life is, and in any business, it's a pyramid, right? There's lots of people at the bottom. Gets, like, less and less and less as you go up. There can only be one creative director. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Most people aren't going to get that.
Yeah.
And that is, like, the shitty thing about fashion. And it's the shitty thing about everything. Like, you can't all get the top job.
Yeah.
Celebrity sales and fashion, at like, whether you've listened before or not, is not lucrative. Like, it might seem like a lucrative industry. Mm. It is a really difficult financial business. It is not like, it is not as lucrative as people think internally. Like, yeah, okay, people have high sales, but that doesn't mean there's lots of money floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got a face like Pharrell that can bring more allure to it, then why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And the idea is like, is Pharrell going to be designing everything? No. But does every creative director design everything in a collection?
No.
So it's kind of an irrelevant point. A creative director, from like my perspective, and you might have a different view, is like someone who has a really clear overall vision.
Yeah.
And they're able to create, as you said, like an allure to the brand that people are going to want to buy into. And there's not many people as who are as cool as Pharrell, like, to be honest. He seems like a guy who lives for this sort of thing, and yeah, I think he's going to do I hope he's going to do quite well, because we're here backing him. And it might be like, come, I think next June when he actually presents his first collection, I really hope it's not a flop.
Yeah. And also at the moment, Louis Vuitton is doing such like big campaigning with their like artistic collaborations.
Mm.
It feels very much like the Louis Vuitton where Marc Jacobs was at the Realm, and it had like the graffiti, like they're really like kind of going back to that.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wonder, like, his has got to be a bit of a different direction, or I don't know, like it's a tough act to follow that they've literally just like taken over Harrods and all the rest of it.
I
believe in him. I think it'd be okay.
Yeah. Maybe they need to like do something with women's.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind betting that if he's successful with men's, I feel like he'd probably be really good at dressing women anyway. He's just a stylish dude.
Yeah. You know what I've heard? His wife is very central to his like overall creative.
Behind every great man is an even better woman.
They haven't been married. They haven't been married that long.
I think they've been together for a while.
Oh, is it?
I don't know if it's the lady I'm thinking of who's like way taller than him.
And she's younger than him.
What? Of course.
So, yeah. So I, from what I've heard, she is like in her own right, really creative, and she does her own thing, and she like helps push their careers forward in some respects. But yeah, I hope that it's good and it's not just really basic things with an LV slapped on it and people are still going to go crazy for it and buy it.
No, I think he's going to. Do you remember when, was that Burberry Christmas advert that they filmed in places in London And it was very much like trying to bring Burberry into a more modern London. Yeah. And I feel like that's what Louis, like streetwear is huge. And actually like myself as a consumer right now, I'm buying into way more like tracksuits, homeware, all of that stuff, loungewear that I can wear if I'm popping to the shops, but I'm at home a lot. Like, and I don't need to be wearing like,
that's true.
So I think it's streetwear and him being such a pioneer of streetwear like 10 years ago is going to be like a big thing for Louis Vuitton.
I think it'll be nice to see, because menswear is so synonymous now, I think, with streetwear, whereas women's collections are not so much.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be nice to actually see him do something smarter and not what we're expecting. So,
watch this space. Also this week, we have had the memorial service for Vivian. I'm guessing she was a dame.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So, doesn't matter. But yeah, for Vivian Westwood. And of course, the fashion was out in full force. I really enjoyed seeing the variety of outfits, people paying homage to her with different designs throughout the years. Some fails, some greats. I will say one of my favourite outfits was Will Young. It was.
When you told me that Will Young was in attendance, I was like, you invited Will Young.
It might be
Young.
Because I was really glad to see that someone who was famous literally 20 years ago is still in the throng of it. But
he's like he's like a socialite, I suppose, now. Yeah. Because what is he doing? I didn't even know he was still around.
He was in music for a while. Like he moved into musicals. I'm sure he was in like Chicago or Cabaret.
He might have been on a show. Yeah, on stage.
So I
think
he's like, and also some people like write songs and we just don't know about it, you know? I don't think he is a songwriter, but like.
But he's got peroxide blonde hair.
Bleach blonde hair.
I don't know these things.
Yeah, he's bleached his hair. He looks fab.
And he did really make an effort. He looks like the part for a Vivian Westwood funeral. Not something I would wear, but it was nice to see him in like a fashion guy.
Fashion guy.
There were a lot of people who, okay, we just have cut to the chase. Tracy Emin, she was invited to the funeral and it was horrendous.
I don't know if this is an invite only or like.
You can't just rock up to someone's funeral.
No, but I feel like it's just probably anyone who's on like the executive list of like it. I don't think there's like physical invites. I think there would be like there'll be an A-list group, right, for anyone. But like, I would say for any brand there's probably like this is who we send stuff out to, so they've probably sent like a notice of this is when the funeral will
hey
be.
You guys, yeah, if you're free.
It's not for everyone.
If you're in the
but
area.
Like I think that must be how it works for famous people's funerals.
I just don't think so. When you consider
get in touch with my agent,
yeah, you know? But I still believe that you get sent a physical invite to someone's funeral. I think my issue, and we'll discuss this later when we talk about something else. But genuinely, if you haven't seen, Tracy Emin was invited or not invited to this funeral. She was in attendance regardless, and she. The picture that was snapped of her looked like she was doing a run to Sainsbury's on a Saturday morning.
She just dropped the kids off at school.
Like it was one of her kids had,
pick up some
home economics and they forgot their ingredients or something and she had to run out to the shop. She looked terrible. It was like, it was a hodgepodge of clothes and then she like slapped on like a Vivian Westwood coat.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And it's just like, I feel like the reason why it was nice to see so many people come out and make a concerted effort to wear Vivian Westwood, make like a nod to the designer on her like final service was because too often in Britain, we have way too many celebs who just like don't make the effort.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that I want to hold people to a really high standard where every time you leave your house, you have to look incredible. I just feel like the standards here are a bit too low when it comes to official events.
Yeah.
And
also, she's got some, like, granted, she does have lots of, like, you can dress stuff down, but the shaping and the silhouette that she always has is often like nipping in the waist, or like it's got an interesting drape to it. Yeah. So like fucking make the effort to show that off.
I know.
Rather than wearing it as like a house coat. Like, but so anyway, bad. And also it's really nice. Obviously it's sad that she died, but it's really lovely almost like seeing like an exhibition of her work, like showing like,
that's true.
It's, I think that's always a really lovely thing to see, is like, it's a celebration of her designs. Like,
yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. As it should be. And I think they should have done her proud in that sense.
And but, you know, you're going to be photographed going to something like that.
Yeah. I will mention the patron saint of our podcast, Miss Victoria Beckham.
I love her.
She looks good. I mean, as you said, the hair was a bit,
bedraggled.
Yeah. But her dress that she wore, was that Vivienne Westwood as well?
I think, well, I don't know. I hope she wasn't doing some self-promo.
You know she loves self-promo.
But if it was beautiful. It was a really nice dress. Good.
It was like this black long-sleeved, it kind of looked a bit like broderie anglaise. Like,
yeah, that. It was like, I don't know what, like, but it was great, yeah.
And then it had like this draping down the side. And I, the first thing I thought was like, is this Victoria Beckham's own label?
I wouldn't have thought so, but even if it was, like, it was subtle enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. But she looked great.
She did look
great.
And
Marc Jacobs looked great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he looked great.
And I think they were like near each other. And I was like, it's like two of my favorite people right next to each other.
Yeah. And then there were some people who didn't expect to be attending her memorial service, like Stormzy.
Yeah.
And like before recording, we had a discussion about how there's probably a lot of people there who are on the PR list or have worn stuff of her, like been sent items in the past by her and her team. And just by kind of a working relationship, you get to go to these really big events.
I also just feel like even if Stormzy receives that invite, it's another thing for him to attend.
What do you mean?
Like, who was Vivienne Westwood to him? Do you know what I mean? You don't just go to any old person's funeral.
Yeah.
You go because you really like, you cared about someone and you, like, there was Helena Bonham Carter there, which makes sense. She used to wear her designs at the time. I'm sure they were really good friends.
Yeah.
There were people there that you know, like, wore her stuff day in, day out. Like, I can't recall a time that Stormzy has worn Vivienne Westwood that I'm aware of.
That's the thing, is this is a socialite. A social event.
But yeah, you don't know, like, and a lot of these circles and whatever have parties, don't they? Like, you never know if, like, he's on the guest list for, like, certain parties. Or maybe he's a good friend of her husband, which we learned that she had one. And
yeah, we just learned that she had a husband. About him. And he's a designer on the label. Yeah.
So you never know, I guess.
I do get the impression that, like, people in British media, it's a really small world.
Mm.
And like, I know that Stormzy and what's his face, like Jonathan Ross.
Ross is in, like, has an annual Halloween party.
Yes.
And he has some real A-listers going to that. He like moves in some cool circles.
Yeah, he's like, he's up there though in terms of
I guess because he meets so many people.
Yeah, yeah. So he was in attendance and he did make an effort, but he wore these boots that looked a bit
his dress sense is god awful anyway. I think he does it on purpose, like a bit like Graham Norton wears loud suits. I think it's like a comedian. TV and it's a personality thing, and you kind of like, at least it's better than wearing a black suit every week on TV. But yeah, Jonathan Ross, like, I actually thought he looked cool for once.
I have a story about Jonathan. No, it's not a bad story. So my sister works for a TV channel. She has like her whole career, like different channels. And one time she got invited to a party and Jonathan Ross was there. And I kid you not, I was at uni at this time and I was just in my flat. And I think I had some other people around. And she called me and I spoke to Jonathan Ross on the phone for like 2 minutes.
Oh, well, what did he call you? Miranda.
I can't remember what we were talking about, but I know he was drunk. But you know that Jonathan Ross is a big drinker. Like, you can tell.
Yeah. He's a boozer.
Well,
there you go.
So, yeah.
Well, let's get him on the podcast.
Cool.
Talk about his outfit at the funeral.
Yeah.
And then also in fashion news, Phoebe Philo is set to make her comeback into the fashion world after disgracing us all by leaving Celine.
This is another thing you conveniently forgot.
Yeah.
So, you know, Phoebe Philo, the designer, has had this, like, kind of cult following for her designs and managing to, like, design for the working woman in a really fashionable way, but also for someone who appreciates practicality, comfort, but also, like, great design. And she really, I think, ushered in, you know, the era of Celine that everyone liked, like the trapeze bag and all of that. And she was at the helm of that era. And so when she left in, I think it was 2019, I remember it being a really big deal. Like, the girlies were sobbing.
And you know what, saying that, none of the influencers I follow have bought a Celine bag that I'm aware of in recent years.
Yeah.
Like, Celine, like, even just that triple pouch, like, that was, like, the minimalist bag that everyone wanted. Mm-hmm. It was super simple. It was, like, and I remember, like, because I used to have to go into stores and do research.
Yeah.
I was, like, doing research, like, oh, God, how does this work? We need a version of this. And it was so clever. It was so simple. And, like, and just, yeah, so many of her things were great. But I haven't seen many people even be buying into Celine in general. I feel like Bottega's taken their place.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing, definitely. Bottega really took the place that she'd left kind of vacant.
Yeah.
And Bottega's, like, picked up the torch and ran with it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she has announced that she's going to be coming back September. I think she's launching her own line, you know, named after her. Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting to see what she comes out with. And also, because there's been... time has passed since her time at Celine, and you can leave on the best note possible and still have, you know, lots of diehard fans. But when you come back into a different era. And for me, I remember, you know, those sorts of bags being, it came at a time when YouTube influencers, we had a lot of, like, big name British, you know, YouTube influencers. It was just, like, on the up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
And now we're in a different time. We're living different lives and fashion has changed as well. I don't know if her designs are going to be received in the same way. I don't know if she's even going to come back doing the same thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind betting that her aesthetic will be totally different.
Okay.
Because also remember, when you're designing for a fashion house, you're designing with that house in mind. Like, you know, you design for Chanel and that might not be the way you design. You design for Louis Vuitton, you're designing for their customer. You're not designing, like, what you want to produce. So I wonder if she has got that still very, like, minimal aesthetic, very, like, just clever designs, or if she's kind of come back with something different. But, and also, fashion's changed even quickly in 6 months. So whatever was, like, when she started designing the collection... And I know there's forecasting, but I think we're in a world that's so much harder to forecast because with quick trends on TikTok, like, there's a song going viral on my For You page. He's not famous. He could never have predicted it.
Yeah, that's,
like,
true.
And so many people, like, and because I've watched one video of this song, I've seen, like, 100 of, like, people sharing it and be like, I'm obsessed with this song. It's not even on Spotify. It's just on TikTok. Like, this guy will probably release it, but, like...
yeah.
No one can preempt that. And so who knows, kind of, fashion's really hard. So she's kind of got to go just with her aesthetic and just hope for the best.
And I think she is not necessarily a designer for someone who is young and jumping from trend to trend. I think she's probably going to, you know what, I'm praying for Victoria Beckham because she's Phoebe Philo is going to come back and, like, snatch what any
Phoebe's
customer.
Phoebe's got the bank of DB.
That's true. David Beckham single-handedly propping up her line. But it's that sort of, like, consumer. I feel like, you know, the woman who likes to shop on the outlet, she loves a bargain. She also doesn't mind spending quite a bit of money on something that's quite simple. Like, doesn't quite afford the row because that is extortionate. But someone who, you know... is not going to be jumping from trend to trend. They want to buy into, what's the word? Investment pieces. So, yeah, you're right in that. She just has to design with what she knows works, which is, like, a true depiction and reflection of herself.
Yeah.
And then hope for the best.
I feel like it's going to be an upmarket cos.
people love COS.
Yeah.
So
like, you know, that's kind of like, that's what I'm thinking, yeah. But I also might be wrong.
I think that's what everyone's expecting though.
I think that's what people want. They want an in-between of COS and The Row.
Yeah.
So yep. That'll be Phoebe Philo, and that rhymed. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
The Brits.
Mm.
So British Music Awards. I feel like the red carpet's a bit lackluster, or it's a mixed bag. I will say every red carpet can be hit or miss, right? But I feel like there's people who treat it the same as American Awards, and there are people that don't. And I just, and like, and also I think the issue sometimes is, and I really like, there'll be sort of Z-list celebrities that get invited, you know what I mean? And they treat it like they're going to the NTAs, the National Television Awards, and they're just like wearing a gown or something. And I'm like, this is the Brit Awards. It's meant to be fucking cool. It's like, no one wears a gown to the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
This is like the equivalent. Why are you in just like a really basic ball gown, or like just, I don't know. I feel like it's an event to have fun with. It's the kind of thing where, like, I'd almost rather you look stupid and be trying to, like, make a moment.
Yeah.
Than just be turning up in, like, a bodycon black dress.
Was that a nod to Sam Smith?
Yeah, a bit. But, like, at least it was a moment. And actually, it was kind of funny because Mo Gilligan introduced Lewis Capaldi as Sam Capaldi. Because he confused the two, because Sam Smith was going to be playing later on. Performing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he called Lewis Capaldi Sam Capaldi.
Yeah.
So then the next day, Lewis Capaldi photoshops his head on Sam Smith, and he's like Sam Capaldi.
Yeah.
And actually, like, it was a really funny, like, skit that really worked.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, if we're on the topic of Sam Smith and what they were wearing, yeah, would I wear it? No. Was it ridiculous?
You know who made it?
Sure.
No. Oh, hold on. I'm going to continue while I Google, because I can't remember.
But it's like, it's a fashion thing. It's very Bauhaus. It's very a nod. Bowie wore trousers that shape. Like, yeah. it is an artistic reference. But also, who gives a shit? I think that was just as awful as when, is her name Talia Storm?
Who's that?
Exactly. The girl I sent you in the bikini. I think that's her name.
You sent me in the bikini. Oh,
she like wore like a, what a was worn on
I don't know.
Do you remember she was like a pink bikini?
Yeah.
Like it was the worst outfit. It's like what they it's what like they used to wear in the '90s on a red carpet.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't have a clue who she is.
But I think the outfits are both just as bad. Like I wouldn't wear either of them. But at least it's a risk. It's a talking piece. Like Sam Smith has to deal with the comments from that, not me. But also, it's a conversational thing. It's shock factor. It's performative.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
People get a bit too up in arms about that.
Yeah.
It's just close. And I get it. We already have spoken about the fact that Sam Smith has very much, like, transitioned their style and all of that stuff. So maybe this kind of new, them showing themselves, maybe more is shocking to people, and maybe that's how Sam Smith has always wanted to be. Lady Gaga used to wear some freaky shit.
Yeah, I think it's, as you said, I think it's because they came from being very, I don't want to say particularly masculine dressing, but just kind of like simple dressed. Yeah. Like Sam kind of put their music before anything else.
Yeah.
And now they're dressing completely different. It's a bit of a shock to the system for like fans and viewers.
And I guess it doesn't really go with the ballads.
It doesn't. Like, it's
and
true.
Actually, In the Lonely Hour is genuinely one of my favourite albums. I've rediscovered it and just I love it. It's a very like, I want to feel sad. but it's great.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't kind of suit a dominatrix outfit.
It doesn't.
I get that. I don't want to see Adele in like a fucking leotard singing somebody. I was gonna call it somebody I used to know. But that's that gotcha song. No, you're just
yeah, that's the wrong person.
Someone like you. You don't want to like there is appropriate clothing for that.
Yeah.
But their current music is a bit more upbeat, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's more like pop.
Yeah.
It's not pop, but it's yeah, it's more upbeat and it's a completely different flavor to like their past music. So it makes sense that their style has changed. And, but having said that, like, the looks haven't been great from Sam Smith, in my, you know, personal opinion. But in general, for the Brits, you're right. I think that it warrants a bit of fun, a bit of fashion forwardness. Mm. But we also want to see polished looks.
Yeah.
We don't want to see, as you said, like, an outfit. And it's nothing wrong with old outfits, but an outfit that looks like it's been in your wardrobe for a very long time is a problem.
That you've just dug something out.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. I think people can go two ways. They can be like, I want to wear a really fashion forward British designer and the designs are shit, but they just want to be like, oh, you know, this is new and cool and exciting, when it's like, but it looks bad.
Mm.
Or they go with something that's really safe and the hair doesn't look right with the outfit and the makeup looks basic and it's just not as polished.
And
they
just worn the shoes they already had, even if they don't go.
Do you know what I mean? And I know it's really rich for us to say sitting on the sofa and not attending any of these shows. But I think that we can still do a lot better when it comes to the Brit Awards and...
BAFTAs.
The BAFTAs.
I think the BAFTAs might be tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the fashion's going to be terrible. Don't...
But so, you know the chicken shop girl, Amelia?
Yeah. She looked good.
She wore vintage Vivienne Westwood. And like, oh my God. Not to diminish her, because she's really good at what she does.
Yeah.
But she is not the most famous person there.
She's not.
As in, like, she is like...
She's on the up and up, though,
but
big
like,
time.
If you're a mega superstar singer... Show up. She showed up. She looked amazing.
She looks
that was
good.
Really cool. I liked the dress regardless. And then I saw it was vintage Westwood. I was like, Vivienne's just died. That's really cool.
Makes
she's a British designer. Loved every part of it.
I will say Amelia has been doing a lot of other red carpet gigs.
Yeah, I know
and
that's her. Like,
yeah,
but, and she's kind of coming. She's finding her feet with the fashion.
I think she's got a stylist and she's wearing some interesting pieces which look good. Is it like, you know, like, Holy Grail would be, like, Zendaya level red carpet, yeah?
Come on.
Can't beat that.
We're British. But we can't do that.
But she's finding her feet, and she's doing really well. I think the look on her in that classic, like, Vivienne Westwood silhouette.
Was great.
Yeah. Looked great.
You know who looked terrible?
Who?
H.
Okay, I haven't even seen it. You're always digging out these people.
I only say that because they had a PR stunt where they pretended to date.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
H. Oh, H. Oh, my God. I was thinking of H.
I'm glad you're as old as I am.
Oh, my God. I was thinking of Steps. I was like,
no.
H.
So he won an
A-I-T-C-H.
Award.
Okay.
But he wore... And it's probably cool now, and it's probably me being old.
Okay.
But he wore like a really like old, like it felt like an 80s suit. That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he paired it with what I can only describe to be like...
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at the fact that I thought it was a
like the most basic Specsavers glasses. You know when it's like they've not even really got a rim and it's just like a little rectangle. Like,
oh.
And that's probably really cool now. I would have said if they had a tint, I would feel like that was a like a fashion moment. It just felt like he couldn't see.
I don't like the small sunglasses thing.
No, but like they weren't sunglasses.
They were just glasses.
Yes.
I think if you're going to do 80s suit, do an 80s power suit and
do some big frames. Because it was kind of like, are you trying to be stylish or do you need those? That's how I felt.
I do think there's a very untapped market of rappers on red carpets. I think they're getting better for sure.
I respected him like trying to show up in a suit and like all of that stuff. And I have a feeling, I don't know if it is with the Brit Awards. I think it is. Someone said you can find out if you've won. Maybe it's not for everything. It might not be for like newcomer, but you can find out the night before if you've won. So if it's worth you going, essentially, which is
really,
yeah. I don't know if you've got to be a bit more of a star to find that out, but I would just say
you get sent a little like code that you enter on the online.
I just think you get like your agent probably like you just okay. There's apparently you get afforded that. I wasn't a big fan of Harry Styles' red carpet moment.
Was that when he was all in black?
No, that was when he had like
the clown looking jumpsuit
without a top on.
Yeah.
But I loved his suit later on.
Was that the black one?
I think it was navy, but essentially,
and he had
had stitchy.
Sorry, I think I just ruffled this.
He looked super classy. That's where, because I feel like his red carpet outfit was probably like a stage outfit.
Yeah.
But he actually didn't wear that on stage. Mm. But the suit, he's a good looking dude. He's in great shape. He can pull that off. And he was stood next to Stanley Tucci, one of the classiest men in the world. Yeah. And he held his own.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think we should do a whole episode on Harry Styles.
Yeah, we actually should.
Because incredible. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't like everything he wears. I think some of it is gimmicky. I think he plays into
the shock factor, maybe.
Not shock, like the, you know, the discussions of gender and sexuality we've been having recently. I think he really plays into that. Is it pandering? I don't know. But I do think that he knows how to dress himself and he knows what works for him.
Yeah.
He can do nod to Elton John and, you know, those like big stage performers bending the idea of like male sexuality on stage. He can also do like suiting, really slick, really polished. Mm. He's a Brit who knows how to go on the red carpet and look expensive.
And even if, like you say, he misses sometimes, you know that he is like shown up.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's fully thought through and styled. I rate him for that.
Brit Awards, you need to do better.
Yeah. So let's see how the BAFTAs do. Personal opinion on what could have also been better was Rihanna at the Super Bowl.
Controversial opinion.
I know. Well, I feel like the internet is a little bit split. People are either like, my goddess has returned and she was amazing, like there was no fault. And then there are some people who are like, where was your energy? Where was your performance? And don't get me wrong, she's pregnant. Mm. I also found that really tricky because I saw all these headlines like she's pregnant and I was like, we should never assume a woman's pregnant. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, and she also recently has had a child. Maybe she's got some extra baby weight. Like, we really can't assume that.
Yeah.
I think she has verbally said that since.
No, she's definitely pregnant.
But I was like really worried about the headlines.
Yeah.
And I was like, are we just really judging her? Like,
yeah.
But I also feel that she should have navigated all of it a little bit differently if she wasn't able to move as much creatively, like with her music and stuff.
Mm.
I did like what she was wearing. I thought she looked great.
Yeah.
I thought she styled herself really well.
I do think, we were talking about before, like the white with the contrast red, the stage, the overall vision of it, I think I really liked. I really enjoyed. And it was different. Like when you compare her performances and her styling to, you know, Beyonce's a showgirl.
Yeah.
J-Lo is a showgirl with a lot of rhinestones. Mm-hmm. And then you have like Katy Perry, who's more gimmicky, more like it's like being at Funhouse, isn't it? Those stylings are very like larger than life. And I think that it's nice that we got quite a sleek visual from Rihanna. I really quite like that. Yeah, I mean, I've never been pregnant, let alone heavily pregnant. So it's really hard to know. You're like, it's just an excuse.
No, but also my point is, she would have known when she took it that she was pregnant. Because she in interviews was like, oh, you know, I was 3 months postpartum when I took it. Mm-hmm. And like, Lord knows how close these children are going to be in age, bless her.
Two under two. All these headlines keep reminding me.
But she would have known that she was pregnant. She has turned it down before. I just feel like, is that the moment you wanted to do it? And I think she's supposedly motherhood made her want to do it. I think she probably was more like, yeah, like, I want to like, you know, have these career moments or something.
Yeah. Because you were saying that she's turned it down in the past before. Yeah. Because I was thinking like, well, even if, you know, she found out she was pregnant, I can understand her still wanting to go out there and do it because it's a big stage and it's a big moment. So, but the fact that she chose now to do it, you know what? Maybe the fact that she is pregnant was the reason that she did it in that, like, you know how
it's... She doesn't have to show up too much.
That's not what I was thinking. You know, in Savage X Fenty and all their runway shows have been like gender inclusive, size inclusive. That's what they've led with.
Yeah.
Different body types. Remember that model who was heavily pregnant on the catwalk and then she like had to scurry off and then she gave birth to her baby that evening or something. I think the idea of pregnant women don't have to excuse themselves from big events is a very big part of like probably why she did it, you know.
But I've also seen the other side where people are like, great, now I can never use pregnancy as an excuse because like, she's just performed the Super Bowl.
Guys, we're not Rihanna. We're not Filthy Rich.
I wonder if it's also a bit of a business decision because she might, I think she was toying probably with getting back into music and releasing new music. And obviously that's now again further down the line.
I don't think she has any intention.
She hasn't got that in her.
Yeah.
Like that's not in her like path line right now. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind betting she's just done a performance. You don't get paid for the Super Bowl. It's the exposure. Mm-hmm. So she's just exposed her music again. She's refreshed people. They're going to be listening. Not me. She didn't refresh me. But she also then...
You're being very harsh.
No, but I just didn't... I didn't think it was that great. And I think also I'm compensating for the fact that she has diehard fans who think she can do no wrong. Yes, and that's my issue is that loads of people are like, oh my God, wasn't it amazing? It was fine. It was like, it didn't offend me, but it wasn't up there.
Yeah.
Like that's not what I expect from a Super Bowl. A bit like how like Brits need to deliver more. She needed to deliver a bit more in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, businessy decision. And she's doing that with her Fenty plug. And apparently she's selling those backup dancers outfits. So like...
Yeah, when you told me this, I was like, this is a bit... You know, like, we have to bear in mind that in the States, everything is commercialized. Yeah. Everything is a moment to sell something. Yeah. And I think that probably, for lay people like us, it's a bit of a weird thing to think about.
You're better than I am, but I can't sell myself for anything. Like, I can't self-promote. I think it's much more of an American thing that you just, like, plug away and you just flog yourself.
Yeah. I suppose so. That it's an American thing to be like, put yourself out there, sell, gain as many coins as you possibly can. But yeah, the selling the outfits, because we were looking at the backing dancers' actual outfits. They were all white. It was like these track suits or like combat trousers, white, kind of puffy, matching puffy jacket with a big hood or something. And then they had these kind of what looked like ski mask kind of eyewear. No hate, because I love those things. But I just think, who's going to... I don't want to say who's going to buy that, because there's loads of people who's going to buy that. But please don't spend your money on that.
Yeah, you can get a white tracksuit from anywhere.
Anywhere. And it's just, you know, it's going to be really expensive, because when she had her Fenty line and things, it's going to be that price point, because why not? You can command that sort of price for Rihanna Super Bowl inspired outfit. Yeah. It was like when Beyonce did Coachella and her outfit was Balmain designed. Remember the hoodies and stuff? Yeah. And then you got this like American college inspired thingy. Anyway, yeah, very much on that. And it's, I just think it's unnecessary. I don't think the outfit, great for the stage, big, bold for the stage, but I don't think it's worth spending your money on something that simple. You can recreate it, you know, and buy the pieces on like Adidas or something.
How far Times Eastpak collab?
So we had this little collaboration recently. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because we had a past episode in which we spoke about like the really amazing job that Telfar has done so far, kind of cultivating this following for his bags in recent years. But we also discussed how supposedly the quality of it isn't great. And we had a discussion about like wanting to support up and coming brands, especially when it's like minority owned, black owned brands. But having to be honest with ourselves about the level of quality, the material, the construction of them.
Any brand has to deserve like the recognition or the hype. Like it's that thing of you can buy from a brand once. Like say if I bought a bag from Prada tomorrow and it like falls apart at the seam, like note to self, I'm not buying a bag from Prada again. Even if it's Prada.
Yeah, for sure. So we had a discussion about our thoughts on Telfar and if we like them and so. And they recently came, the brand recently came out with a collaboration with Eastpak, which is like a global backpack luggage company. And I was so close to buying something. And I had to talk myself off the ledge.
How much is an Eastpak bag? About £60? 50, £60?
I suppose so. I think
was it way more inflated with...
Yeah, of course it was. It was like, so they had these backpacks of two or three sizes, but they were square and it could also double up as like a handheld tote.
Yeah. It was like Telfar bags.
No, the Telfar bags are like vegan leather.
No, but I mean the handle situation and all that, no?
No, they were just like Eastpak construction. So
no,
the
no,
nylon,
I know, but the Telfar bags have two handles, no?
Yes.
So
yes,
I mean
yes.
like the, it's using that.
Yeah.
Idea.
So there was a top handle and then there was also the backpack straps. But yeah, you're right. Telfar totes do have the short and the long strap. These were nylon. So I was like, okay,
because we've quality had this, wise, you know, that's what you expect.
Eastpak is solid quality. Yeah. I have battered mine and it carries a lot.
Yeah, I want to get a new one. Not because my one has gone bad, but because it's a print. And I'm like over the print.
Yeah.
And I bought it when I was like 16. Yeah. And I just want a black one.
Yeah.
But like, it's still like, I took that around the world with me. I take that on holidays, trip. It gets battered. Hasn't even like started fraying. Like it is just, I love it.
And I've carried a lot of weight in my rucksack. Yeah. And the handle, you can pick it up by the handles. Yeah. It doesn't matter how heavy this bag is. And it just doesn't break.
You don't hear that.
So the quality of Eastpak is amazing. And that was kind of a reason why I was like, I like the design of this. It comes in the yellow and blue and the black. And also they had some pouches and other things that came out with the collaboration. I really like the design of them. And I thought, I know that if Eastpak's made it, it's going to be, it's going to hold up.
the quality control is there.
Yeah. Which is, and so the backpack was about 200. It's not the worst.
No.
Because some of these collaborations are horrendous when it comes to pricing. And I wanted a bag that, like, luggage-wise, matched my pulley, my small pulley. And they had a yellow version, and my small pulley is yellow. And I was like...
call it a pulley.
What? What is it?
A cabin bag, I guess.
Oh, a pulley, a trolley. You know what?
I like it. I didn't know if that was a brand. So I'm like, that's quite cool.
Okay, this is off topic, but it's linked to things that I still use the word knickers.
Same.
Do you?
Yeah.
And is knickers like, to you, is it like, does it have a connotation with like old briefs, like granny pants?
Not really. Just,
I don't know.
I just call my pants knickers.
Same. I do. Yeah. I think it's just a normal word for them.
Well, I just hate the word pants.
They're not pants.
And I hate the word panties.
Okay, this is another thing. So I've had a discussion.
Maybe it's because when you're a little girl, you can call them knickers. And I feel like it's a non-sexy word.
Yeah. It just is what it is.
It's referring to your underwear. And I feel like it's then like, if I'm referring to my underwear, if I'm calling them knickers, it's like the least sexual way. I mean, I'm always going to refer to them that way. I'm never going to be like, my panties. But yeah. Like, I'm just matter of fact referring to my underwear.
The word panties is foreign to me, and I think it's really sexualized.
I would never use it.
It's really and it's not sexy. It's sexualized, yet not sexy. It's disgusting to me.
And I feel like underwear might make people think of, like, underwear. Whereas, like, if you're like...
Underwear could be anything.
It's just mannequins. Yeah.
I'm glad we've cleared that up. I was thinking, am I the only one...
What would you use otherwise? Pants.
Pants is the only other option, really. It is. Our lighting has gone. Yeah. Yeah, thank God. Oh, I still call them knickers. And to any of our, like, US viewers, they're just briefs.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could call them briefs. But I think also that probably in Americanism is not wanting to call them pants either, because that is now, like...
That's trousers
for
them.
That can be trousers.
Yeah.
Even though, obviously, that's not trousers over here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we've got some older news that we wanted to cover. Things that we didn't get to discuss while we were on our hiatus.
Yeah. And just more to like be like, we're aware of this in case we...
We know what's going on here.
So Estée Lauder bought Tom Ford, which, I mean, Estée Lauder owns so much. Mm. And I also feel like, to me, this was a real, we've talked about it before, that a lot of brands are running for their beauty, or because they're able to still be going or be a thing, they're supported by their beauty line. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Estée Lauder has bought out Tom Ford, the brand. I don't think it was just Tom Ford Beauty.
I'm pretty sure they already owned the beauty.
So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure
they did. So, like, yeah. The fact that it's Estée Lauder buying Tom Ford shows you where the revenue like sits, or like it just shows you how important that brand is. But also, especially if Estee Lauder already owned beauty, that like we need Tom Ford to keep going because the beauty is so big and all the rest
of it. Yes,
even though I think it could run on its own at this point, like the beauty stands alone, which I don't know if many brands you can say that for. That were born like in our. It wasn't born in our lifetime, but you know what I mean. Like Dior, all of that stuff, like that's historic, right? I think Victoria Beckham might, but that's because she's kind of got a cult following.
I think that if Tom Ford, the fashion brand, didn't exist, I think you're right in that the beauty line could stand alone and it could just be simply known as a beauty brand, like Kevin Aucoin or like Bobbi Brown or something like that, where there is history to them, although they, you know, in the past, say, 30 years, they've been established. They are regarded as quite important in the beauty industry. And you're right. I think maybe it was a move to ensure that the name persists. And Tom Ford is known as being a workaholic, being very particular and a workaholic. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know if he'll still be at the helm of the brand. I'm not sure. Or if he'll completely move away and just
do his films.
There weren't
many details, were there, other than just like they're buying it that I saw. But I didn't go searching for details.
I mean, for a hell of a lot of money from what I saw.
Yeah.
But maybe he just wants to be a director full time.
Good for him.
And that's it.
But also there's the financial then security if you're being bought out.
I mean, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah, but as we said, fashion, like, the cash flow is not easy.
Yeah, that is true.
Especially if they own the beauty, maybe they aren't getting that. Who knows?
That is a good point. Like, yeah, that is true.
We don't do the books, though. So.
Tom Ford is known for his suits, particularly in the male category.
If I were a dude, like, my aspiration would be to own a Tom Ford suit.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, no question of it. Yeah. That's like the equivalent of a Chanel or whatever, like.
Yeah, definitely.
Tom Ford
suit. He's got some good women's accessories. He's come up with some really cool shoes.
Yeah. I actually know someone who works in their design team.
Yeah.
And, like, they do some really cool stuff and they do some quite playful things at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost prefer, I think, his men's lines than his women's. Just yeah. because I love his suiting so yeah. much.
Someone who doesn't really mess around too much with their vision.
Yeah.
Also, great sunglasses. The sunglasses, Tom Ford sunglasses, is what I would definitely buy.
Yeah. His eyewear in general is sleek.
Really good.
And actually just having that little, like...
Maybe that's why they bought it.
Yeah.
It's the eyewear.
Yeah.
Because you can spend £300 on sunglasses, not so much £3,000 on a suit.
Yeah.
Or, like, £900 on a pair of shoes or whatever. But besides from his makeup, his accessories, maybe not so much the bags, but definitely shoes, eyewear.
His eyewear's huge.
Yeah.
Raf Simons has shut his label. So if you're a hardcore fan, you know that Raf Simons is my favourite Dior moment. There wasn't enough detail, was there, as to why. And all I can think of is... And I mean this in a respectful way. He was quite an intense person. But I feel like he just put everything into his designs. Like, he was very, like, you know what? Like, fashion and my work comes first. Like, I'll sleep when I'm dead kind of attitude. That I just wonder if he either fell out of love with it or burnt himself into the ground.
Yeah, because
that's what it says to me.
Yeah, I think... It's hard to know.
But...
Because he's fairly recently, in the past, 2 years or something, become co-director of Prada.
Yeah.
I think Miuccia Prada is probably going to slowly retire at some point. Mm. And maybe it's like him knowing that he's going to be taking on things full time. He's like, I cannot do both. However, take a leaf out of J.W. Anderson's book. Because I don't know how he seems to do it, but he runs his own label and... The way they.
Yeah.
And they are both in their own right.
And they're both doing well at the same time.
Exactly.
I mean, but also, no one can complain working for two brands when there was Mr. Karl Lagerfeld doing three at once.
Yeah, but I don't think Karl had a life.
But that's the impression I got from that Dior documentary, was that Raf just, like, it was from one job to another. And then because he chose to still live where he wanted to live, so his car journey home was like obscene. I wonder what it was. But
what was the name of the documentary? Because we make reference to this documentary a lot.
I'm not sure if I can remember, but it's basically like a Dior couture documentary.
And it like takes us through the transition of Raf Simons becoming creative director of Dior women's and couture,
creating his first couture collection. And also for me, I love watching the women in the atelier and then making it, and just watching that craft is phenomenal. Lastly,
what else have we got?
Alessandro.
Oh yeah, this one and Raf Simons' story is an older. Mm. They're quite old, so you probably already know about it. But Alessandro Michele is no longer creative director of Gucci.
Mm.
And that's a big deal.
But I wonder if this is strategic as well, right? Because Gucci was so high, and I wouldn't say they're falling, but other people have maybe stepped in. I wouldn't say they've done anything wrong to like kind of be plummeting or anything, but you can only stay up for so long.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're sort of like, look, you did great things. You took us to a certain point. Like, we had so much notoriety. We had some really cool fashion shows. They had that one in LA that, like, we need to switch it out. Like, and just get a new energy in. Like, it's got to be something like that. Because he was so successful.
Yeah. So Gucci had been, like, the most, like, the biggest, most searched, most bought into brand for a while. They were top of the top for such a long time. And like the crown jewel in like Kering's like portfolio. Portfolio of brands. And you're right, there's only so much maximalism we can all buy into.
Yeah.
As, you know, mainstream kind of lovers of luxury fashion. And so there was a point where people were just going to get tired of it. But I sense that there's more to it than just the fact that sales have maybe stagnated or plateaued. Mm. Maybe he was resistant to switching up. Yeah. Maybe he was like, it's my vision or nothing, and I want to leave like with being true to myself. And they said, well, then in that case, we're going to cut you. Because yeah. I felt like it was, I don't want to say abrupt. I feel like there's more to it that we probably don't know about.
Maybe he wanted to leave on a high and be like, mic drop. Yeah. Look what I've just done for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It'd be interesting. That's another fashion house that, you know, we have yet to find out who will take on from after him. Who would you like
maybe
to
see? Pharrell. Or maybe it's Kylie Jenner.
Oh my God, could you imagine? It would be Kylie swim every day.
That failed, didn't it? She did one launch.
That was the only launch that made sense to me, that I felt like she could really do this.
I think you've got enough money to take the fall for if it doesn't succeed for a year.
Yeah.
At least do like 4 drops.
Yes.
That's my thinking.
Yes.
And like, granted, they all seem to compete with each other, which I do find weird. They're like, Good American does swimwear now. Skims does everything. And KKW Beauty was always a poor man's Kylie's cosmetics. She still does skincare. She's got like all that stuff.
Who does skincare? She does, but they're
just
gimmicks.
But again, like, Kylie's all seems to be like, she got there first. And I just think, have your lane. Skims is fucking successful.
Mm.
Bin off your stupid little contour sticks that like everyone used to joke had like no product.
Yeah,
in.
And they used to like break.
Break out. But like, stick to that. Mm. Have that. Chloe, yeah, I guess Good American, but like, maybe stick in the jeans.
They've been
like,
doing really well from what I gather.
But they're doing base layers now too, which must be competing with like Skims. I saw a really cool pair of jeans Good American did, which is a bit of a segue, sorry. But it had like, it had your normal zipper,
okay.
But then it also had like a like bit of if you
were... Oh, was that crossed over?
Yeah. So it had like, you could have button up and it could be like, I'm having like a slimmer day. And if you're having a bloated day, there was like a zipper version. And it was basically allowing for like, you know what, you do just sometimes have days where your tummy's just feeling a bit bigger and like your jeans don't fit as comfortably. And it had 2 forms of fastening.
Wow.
And because it's meant to be all inclusive and it is meant to, it's probably more aimed at bigger women than smaller women.
Yeah.
But also like, I can look 3 months pregnant after a bowl of pasta or any meal. I think that it's just a really cool idea. But anyway,
yeah,
they should sort of stay in their lanes somewhat.
Yeah.
Who would be good for Gucci? Honestly, I don't know.
I think
Harry Styles.
No, he just gets dressed in Gucci. Yeah, I think it's been nice.
Gotta be a fashion head.
Yeah, I think it's been nice in the past couple years to see some names that I didn't know before who are probably working below other designers. You have like Daniel Rosenberg, Scarparelli guy.
Yeah. You're braver than I am. I don't dare say a fashion designer's name because I know I'll butcher it.
But that's the thing. I'm not actually sure how his surname ends. But him, he has done, his is well deserved. Amazing. Magnificent. Really brought back couture in like the way it's intended. Like, On red carpets, it looks amazing. Yeah. Like, Adele's wearing it. Like, it just looks stunning. And you can see the craftsmanship in it. So, like, he is a deserving candidate for a role like that. And now we know who he is because of his craft. It would be nice to see that happen again at Gucci. I mean, Alessandro Michele, he was working below at other designers. I think he'd been at Gucci. But, like, he'd arisen to that position, and that was well deserved because he was coming out with things that we just didn't see at that time. I want that to happen again.
I think it will, because I feel like we would have heard a name by now otherwise, so I wonder if they're just biding their time.
No, but it's since Virgil Abloh's death, we haven't heard anything until now.
Yeah,
so, you know,
who knows.
Yeah. Anything else we've got?
That's us getting you all up to date in case you've been in a coma for 5 months.
Yeah, we're going to do another one of these. I think this was good. It was like, bang out all of our opinions.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a good roundup of fashion stories, really.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's the end of our episode. Hopefully you liked our chit-chat about fashion.
Mm.
We will see you every Tuesday is when our new episodes drop. You can follow us on Instagram. Where else?
Instagram, the episodes are up on YouTube or any regular podcast platform.
Yeah. And you can also email us if you have topic suggestions, guest suggestions. If you are a guest and you want to be on our podcast,
it's all in the description box.
Yeah, it is.
Below. I've always wanted to do that.
Smash the like button. That's another thing they used to do in the 2010s. Oh my god.
All of our platforms are actually in the description box.
Anyway, we'll see you next week, guys. See you, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.